This is a situation model of our project. You're at the red dot. If we assume landscape to be a mental construct based on our subconscious cultural heritage, and that this frame divides how we order objects of our environment into natural and unnatural, how would you see this landscape? Let's walk towards Dalwil now. We're going to pass the border between Dalwil and Oporriede. This is a guided audio tour. The idea is that you keep walking unless I tell you to stop. Take off one of your earphones so you're aware of your surroundings. The Zurich Lake is to your right. You can't see it. It's hidden behind privilege. The lingering smell of burnt fuel is a constant noise here. I wonder if the joggers are used to it. Have you seen any cyclists yet? They seem just as quick as the cars, but less frequent. I wonder if they're thirsty. The retaining wall to your left is 4 meters tall. How thick do you think it is? Walk until you reach the opening space on your left, in front of the garages. Do you see the metallic body pushing its way through the garage door? Come closer, take a look. These are apple juice bottles. Take one if you like. Is it strange for such a small bottle to come out of such a large mountain? Take a few steps back. Cross the street if you can. Once you've crossed the street, stop again and turn around. Look at the plants that are jungle-like and seem to be hugging the space in front of you in an oval, circular form. Where do the stairs lead that are on the left and on the right? Look to your right and up. Can you see the graffiti on the wall? It's another wall, another barrier. Is that the train line behind it? This plot is quite narrow and steep. What is it? Look at the street lamps. Are they as tall as the trees? Let's keep walking on the sidewalk. Past the white house on your right. You should see two houses on your left. The first one is pink and the second one is white. We're going to take the stairs beside the second house on your left. So cross the street again, but make sure you watch out for the cars. Please pause this audio until you're at that staircase. Let's start climbing the stairs. Do you notice anything changing? Can you hear the birds chirping louder? Where are they? Can you smell the fresh coffee? Are you more comfortable? Even calm? Maybe this is private. I think I can see someone doing dishes in the kitchen window. Did you miss a place like this down by the road? What would be the form of this space if it were to open up towards the Seestrasse? Maybe we should have taken those stairs by the juice dispenser. Slow down, it's quite a climb. Did you see the sitting area to your left at the top of the staircase? Does the change in the flooring mark the private space? Can you see the circle drawn on the floor? Walk as precisely as you can along the shape's border. Walk on the edge. Are you inside of this shape or outside? A part of it or separate? Would you stand in the middle of this shape while others walk around you? Who defines the form of your walking pattern when you don't follow my line or my words? Look for the little model on the bench to your left. This model is a site plan. A proposal for an intervention on the narrow site between train line and Seestrasse. There are plans laid out for you to take. Take one and walk towards the path on your right. This plan is a visual guide to help you imagine the intervention. Start walking up the path. Think of the path as wider and listen to the crunch your step makes. The proposal is to plant a grid of apple trees into this steep sloped space. Would you want to take a seat and look into the orchard? Depending on the seasons, this grid would be more visible or less visible. In the spring, the blossoms of the trees attract birds and bees. During the summer, the trees grow into their full figure. And then in the fall, you can start to see colors of red dotted among the leaves. Those are apples. Would you want to pick one? And in the winter, all you would see would be the empty tree trunks, the grid. Look at the plan. If we would have taken the stairs from Seestrasse, we would be coming up here now. Imagine the shade from the high trees on your left to be the shade created by the light corrugated steel roof. It protects you from the rain or from the sun later in the day. The large cylindrical columns that hold this roof form a dialogue with the tree trunks of the existing nut trees and the orchard. Keep going. Imagine you could step off the path onto the platform. Stop walking once you have a clear view of the mountains to your left. You are now inside the circle you can see in the plan. You're slightly elevated in the sloping terrain, seeing above the tips of the apple trees into the mountains behind the lake. Maybe you could actually see the stars here at night. You're near, but also far, here and there. Feel the breeze, smell the grass. Watch the bees that are buzzing around their nesting entrances in the column's capitals. Take a sip of your apple juice. Feel the vibration of the passing train. Hear the rushing of the cars below you that crash like waves. Can you imagine the steel walls hugging the apricot trees so they stay warmer? Take a moment and breathe. Think. What is this landscape? And who is it for? Continue walking. Wouldn't you like to follow that path back to the Seestrasse? Or maybe you prefer to walk your own. But for now, just keep walking until the end of this path.